11. The Three Absolutes. When the combined thought of the Universal Father and the Eternal Son, functioning in the God of action, constituted the creation of the divine and central universe, the Father followed the expression of his thought into the word of his Son and the act of their conjoint executive, by differentiating his Havona presence from the potentials of infinity. And these undisclosed infinity potentials remain space concealed in the unqualified absolute and divinely enshrouded in the deity absolute, while these two become one in the functioning of the universal absolute, the unrevealed infinity unity of the Paradise Father. Both potency of cosmic force and potency of spirit force are in process of progressive revelation realization as the enrichment of all reality is affected by experiential growth and through the correlation of the experiential with the existential by the universal absolute. By virtue of the equipoising presence of the universal absolute, the first source and center realizes extension of experiential power, enjoys identification with his evolutionary creatures, and achieves expansion of experiential deity on the levels of supremacy, ultimacy, and absoluteness. When it is not possible fully to distinguish the deity absolute from the unqualified absolute, their supposedly combined function or coordinated presence is designated the action of the universal absolute. 1. The deity absolute seems to be the all-powerful activator, while the unqualified absolute appears to be the all-efficient mechanizer of the supremely unified and ultimately coordinated universe of universes, even universes upon universes, made, making, and yet to be made. The deity absolute cannot, or at least does not, react to any universe situation in a sub-absolute manner. Every response of this absolute to any given situation appears to be made in terms of the welfare of the whole creation of things and beings, not only in its present state of existence, but also in view of the infinite possibilities of all future eternity. The deity absolute is that potential which was segregated from total infinite reality by the free will choice of the universal Father, and within which all divinity activities, existential and experiential, take place. This is the qualified absolute, in contradistinction to the unqualified absolute. But the universal absolute is superadditive to both in the encompassment of all absolute potential. 2. The unqualified absolute is non-personal, extra-divine, and undeified. The unqualified absolute is therefore devoid of personality, divinity, and all creator prerogatives. Neither fact nor truth, experience nor revelation, philosophy nor obscenity are able to penetrate the nature and character of this absolute without universe qualification. Let it be made clear that the unqualified absolute is a positive reality, pervading the grand universe and, apparently, extending with equal space presence on out into the force activities and prematerial evolutions of the staggering stretches of the space regions beyond the seven superuniverses. The unqualified absolute is not a mere negativism of philosophic concept predicated on the assumptions of metaphysical sophistries concerning the universality, dominance, and primacy of the unconditioned and the unqualified. The unqualified absolute is a positive universe overcontrol in infinity. This overcontrol is space force unlimited, but is definitely conditioned by the presence of life, mind, spirit, and personality, and is further conditioned by the will reactions and purposeful mandates of the Paradise Trinity. We are convinced that the unqualified absolute is not an undifferentiated and all-pervading influence, comparable either to the pantheistic concepts of metaphysics or to the sometime ether hypothesis of science. The unqualified absolute is force unlimited and deity conditioned, but we do not fully perceive the relation of this absolute to the spirit realities of the universes. 3. The universal absolute, we logically deduce, was inevitable in the universal Father's absolute free will act of differentiating universe realities into deified and undeified, personalizable and non-personalizable values. The universal absolute is the deity phenomenon indicative of the resolution of the tension created by the free will act of thus differentiating universe reality, and functions as the associative coordinator of these sum totals of existential potentialities. The tension presence of the universal absolute signifies the adjustment of differential between deity reality and undeified reality, inherent in the separation of the dynamics of free will divinity from the statics of unqualified infinity. Always remember, potential infinity is absolute and inseparable from eternity. Actual infinity in time can never be anything but partial and must therefore be non-absolute. Neither can infinity of actual personality be absolute except in unqualified deity. And it is the differential of infinity potential in the unqualified absolute and the deity absolute that eternalizes the universal absolute, thereby making it cosmically possible to have material universes in space, and spiritually possible to have finite personalities in time. The finite can coexist in the cosmos along with the infinite only because the associative presence of the universal absolute so perfectly equalizes the tensions between time and eternity, finity and infinity, reality potential and reality actuality, paradise and space, man and God. Associatively, the universal absolute constitutes the identification of the zone of progressing evolutional reality existent in the time-space and in the transcended time-space, universes of sub-infinite deity manifestation. The universal absolute is the potential of the static dynamic deity functionally realizable on time-eternity levels as finite absolute values and as possible of experiential existential approach. This incomprehensible aspect of deity may be static, potential, and associative, but is not experientially creative or evolutional as concerns the intelligent personalities now functioning in the Master Universe. The Absolute. The two absolutes, qualified and unqualified, while so apparently divergent in function as they may be observed by mind creatures, are perfectly and divinely unified in and by the universal absolute. In the last analysis and in the final comprehension, all three are one absolute. On sub-infinite levels, they are functionally differentiated, but in infinity, they are one. We never use the term absolute as a negation of aught or as a denial of anything. Neither do we regard the universal absolute as self-determinative, a sort of pantheistic and impersonal deity. The absolute in all that pertains to universe personality is strictly Trinity-limited and deity-dominated.